we've been looking at for about 5 or 6, 8 days, something like that, the weapons of our warfare. Actually, Grievous Authority gets you on the right track that you won't have to be beat up by the devil all the time. Now, this is important here. It's all important, but I want to tell you something. When you understand spiritual authority, okay, what I'm teaching you and what you know, then let me tell you something, if I may. You're a marked person. See, remember, Mark Gorman said this one time that I thought it was the most profound statement. Simple enough. You shoot them, they shoot back. It's that simple. You shoot them, that's what happens in a war. You shoot them, they shoot back. You ever watch the old Westerns? Everybody's shooting. You shoot at them, they shoot back. That's what happens when you understand spiritual warfare and you start operating in it. You shoot them, they shoot back. Ephesians 6:10, finding my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Once you put that armor on, a bullseye goes on you. You shoot them, they shoot back. See, what we're talking about here is doing the works of the Lord. Doing the works of the Lord. I did a series on what must I do to do the works of the Lord. What must we do to do the works of the Lord? Now, I'm not talking about just going head to head with the devil and going out and, you know, looking under every rock. Okay, devil, here I come with my six shooter on and my silver bullets here, and I'm ready to go. No, I'm not talking about that stuff. See, the devil will do everything in his power to keep you from coming into the knowledge of the authority over him. Everything. Now, after you come to that knowledge and you get some knowledge, he'll try to take it from you. One of the sermons I preach around the world and preach to thousands is, what has Satan stolen from you? That's a message I preach for years and years and years, standing on convention platforms in auditoriums and convention centers. And it's true. You have to understand some things. See, there's going to be tests, and some people just fail the test. They just do. They fail the test. They just don't pass. Now, why? Because the devil wants you to throw up your hands and say, well, it just doesn't work for me. No, it just doesn't work for me. So, you start resisting the devil in one area, say area A, and he comes at you in area B. So you go over there. Now you're resisting him in area A and area B. So once he sees you resisting, he'll come at area C. So you better get ready for the attacks if you want to live victoriously and win the battle over the enemy. Then you better understand the attacks. What I put back up today on the social media was, God has a plan of action for you and you win. And that's exactly right. That was on social media. See, I'm going to tell you how to remain undefeated. I believe that in every area of our lives, we can be victorious. You have to have that continual array of the armor of the Lord. See, different truth. We know what the armor is. You can go to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through verse 17. Fighting, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Not your ability, not your might. 11. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Make this personal. Finally, Ron, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. 11. Put on the whole armor of God that I may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I taught you that, taught you how to do it. Spend weeks on it. 12. For I wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's spiritual wicked spirits. 13. Wherefore take unto me the whole armor of God, that I may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. See, if you put on the armor, you'll stand. 14. Stand therefore, having my loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and my feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Look at number 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherein I may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the devil. See, not one fiery dart needs to get to you because you have the armor on. 17. And take the helmet of salvation, sword of spirit, which is the word of God. Now, we know that different parts of the armor represent different spiritual things. You see, put on the armor. See, I heard someone say, well, we don't need that. The devil's defeated. We don't need to put no armor on. Wait a minute. If you didn't need the armor, why did Paul tell you to put it on? If there was no battle to fight and no situation where you needed those elements, Paul would never say put on something you don't use or don't need. You know, think about that. For one, we need the girdle of truth. We need to have truth in our lives, a clear understanding of God's truth. We need the righteousness. Jesus is our righteousness, and it shows the obedience to the word of God. Our feet are shod with the preparation, the gospel of peace. Peace ministry, you have peace in your life proclaiming the word of God. Fourth, shield of faith. Shield covers the entire body. We know that that's a study in itself. These armaments, these pieces of the armor, these elements are a study in themselves. Helmet of salvation, 1 Thessalonians 5:8, hope of salvation. Sword of the Spirit, that's the word of God. Now see, everyone is used for defense mainly, except this one. It's an offensive weapon. Word of God's offensive. Now, this is very important. This is very important. You have authority over demon spirits, not human wills. I'm going to say it again. You have authority over demonic activity, not human wills. You don't have authority over somebody else, some other will. You know, not. Well, I don't like what so and so's doing. So no. See, you don't have authority over what someone will or will not do. You don't have that. You have the authority over the powers of evil. Not a person. And here's I heard a guy talking, a pastor talking. He was building a church, and he liked fresh air, so he had his windows open, and he was in his office within earshot of where they're building that building. And the foreman of that construction company had a mouth on him like a sewer. Actually, the sewer said that this guy had a mouth worse than his. You know what I'm talking about. I mean, he was full of vulgarity and filth. And, I mean, people would come to the office and he'd answer the phone. All they hear is cussing and filth and using God's name in vain. I mean, you know. So he says, now, what can I do about this? He said, I know. He said, I can't go out there and tell that guy not to cuss. He's going to cuss because that's his nature. He's an Ephesians 2, 1 through 3 type guy. So he says, I know what I'm going to do. He says, I have no authority over him, but I have the authority over the evil spirit that is operating. So he began to take authority over the evil spirit that was operating in the guy's life. And he said, when this guy comes back to work next day, I'm going to open this window and to take authority. Now, he can do what he wants to do because he has a free will when he leaves here and goes home and goes wherever he goes. I cannot control that. That's free will. Free will prevails. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take authority over the demonic activity in his life. So the next day, this guy shows up, starts yelling and screaming at the crew. And all of a sudden, he just went, And pastor's sitting there listening to him going, Couldn't use vulgarity. As soon as he said something that was not vulgarity, he could speak. You have authority over demonic spirits in other people's lives, but you do not have authority over their will. You have authority over all these religious spirits that's running around. Tremendous amount of religious spirits out there. They're very religious. Very. They're functioning. They're functioning. People are believing Eastern religion. They're practicing yoga. They're practicing all these Eastern religions. They got idols in their house, not knowing that there's a demon attached to every idol. They don't know that. And so they're out there. They're out there. Free will prevails. See, if people want to live that way, okay, listen, and they're going to do what they want to do, you cannot indiscriminately going around individuals and simply saying, okay, you're not going to do it. Free will prevails. Now, if you're involved with somebody like the construction guy, well, that's different. See, it's amazing. It's amazing. See, and you don't exercise spiritual authority on behalf of somebody else. They need, They need. And this is the beauty of this. You have to begin to teach them. Teach your family spiritual authority. Teach your children spiritual authority. Teach your church spiritual authority. You see, remember the story, the example, when the girl was following Paul and she was crying out, and this is in Philippi, "These men are the servants of the Most High God." That's Acts chapter 16. It sounds wonderful. Hey, everybody. These are servants of the Most High God. So what's the problem? Because it's a motivation. It's a motivation. And day in, day out, day in, day out, this woman with a familiar spirit being used by her handlers. Devil hates this. Get behind me, devil. I'm going to get this out. I'm not going to stop this. See, and finally Paul said, "That's enough." And the spirit came out of her, and all the money her handlers were making because of that, they got angry and they did some things. Now, I want you to see something here. And I want you to understand something here. And see where I am. Once a person goes on your premises, like that pastor and the builder, where your domain is, that church was his domain. You understand that? There they are. Does the spirits have the right to be there? Because Satan is the god of this world. Now, do they have the right to be there? Well, they had the right to be in that maiden, that woman. On the first day, Paul didn't cast it out. So she began to follow him. And he waited until the right time. Bang. And he spoke to the spirit and he came out of her. Sometimes, listen to me, timing is everything. Timing is everything. Timing is everything. Wait on the proper time. Remember, I've said this a million times, I guess. Spiritual discernment is the greatest spiritual gift that the body of Christ can have, especially in these days. Discerning of spirits is one of the most valuable gifts the Lord gives. Understanding the discernment. Understanding the discernment. And sense, by sense knowledge, no, by spirit knowledge. It's the timing. Remember, the devil attacks you when you put on the armor. And what you need to know is that because of discerning of spirits, you immediately sense, I mean immediately sense what's going on. And then you look for the timing to deal with it. And that's when you can really break Satan's power, is when you understand these things. We're going to talk about more tomorrow.